Hello, this is Roy Thomas, and you're listening to the Power Cosmic Podcast.
That's right, friends. You've been waiting for the podcast that talks about the things you love. Well, go no further, because you've reached the Power Cosmic Podcast. Each week, legendary Comic-Con promoter Mitch Halleck of the Terrific Con and legendary finder of lost things John Cimino of Saturday Morning Collectibles at the Raynham Flea Market, booth A89 and 90, will talk about the stuff you love. Now sit back and talk about comics, TV, movies, toys, and more. It's the Power Cosmic Podcast. Hey, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is your old pal, Mitch Halleck of the Power Cosmic Podcast, coming at you in a brand new year of 2018. We're full of vim and vinegar. We're going to talk about all the things you love and more on this episode of the Power Cosmic Podcast. Joining me every week, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. That's right. Wake the kids, phone the neighbors. He's here all the way from Waltham, Massachusetts. Let's give it up for the world's greatest collector, John Cimino.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, how was your holiday, John?
Was good, Mitch. You know, got to enjoy it with the kid. Christmas, you know, do the Santa stuff. It was good. It was fun. You know, I live Christmas morning, pancakes, all that stuff, vicariously through my daughter. I did the whole thing. Bacon. Like, I had the big boy breakfast, Mitch, what you just about have every morning. I had the pancakes, I had the eggs, I had the bacon, I had the fresh bread that I baked in the oven. All good stuff. Eat sweet potatoes. I do sweet potatoes, and I made sweet potatoes, too. So it was a good time, Mitchy. A good time.
Yeah, what you just described there, we call John a snack around my house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not a big, I like a lot of stuff, but I don't go nuts on eating all that stuff, but it was good making that Christmas morning and my daughter likes the pancakes with Nutella. Mitch likes that.
Oh, I like the Nutella. I like the hazelnuts and everything. Well, yeah, John, and we are also both recipients of great Christmas cards from the man himself, Rascally Roy Thomas, and it was featuring his favorite pig, or actually your daughter's favorite pig from the Roy Thomas farm, Rocket, correct?
Yes, Rocket, it was a great little thrill because he did that for Bryn this year, that he put Rocket on the cover of his card, and it was so cute. How cute the little picture of Roy and Dan on the inside.
It was. What did it say? Hogs, what was it again? Boughs of Holly?
Yeah, Boughs of Holly.
Hogs of Holly, I think it was.
Yeah, Hogs of Holly. And he has another one that Bryn likes, too. His other one is Storm and Norman. But the reason why Bryn loved Rocket was Rocket is the only pig that really likes Roy. And he says, because of all the animals he has on the farm, he can see Rocket, like, miles away or whatever, and Rocket will come flying. When Roy's feeding them, he'll come flying, but he screams, like, wah, wah! He squeaks so much. So that's why he liked Rocket, too, and Bryn liked Rocket. But he said it's the only one that really likes him. The other ones all like Dan. All the other animals like Dan. Well, but Rocket loves Roy. And when Bryn fell in love with Rocket, and he actually put Rocket on the cover of his Christmas cards this year.
Well, they're very similar to the way I am when it's dinner time at the house. I make that sound.
What? You squeal?
I squeal.
Mitch, dinner!
Pretty much. It's more like, like that. Anyway.
But yeah, that's Rocket. And you showed me that you got one.
I did get a card. Now listen, John. Everybody out there, every podcast, every magazine, every television show, they're all doing their top 10 for 2017, their year in review. We've done that here in the past. But they're fleeting. They forget about it. Because next year, you're not going to go back and listen to what was great a year ago or the year before that. So this time out, I thought you and I should do a top 10 on the Power Cosmic that is worthy of a podcast called the Power Cosmic, John. This is going to be the top 10 greatest comic book heroes ever. My list and your list. And when we say greatest, we're not talking strength, we're not talking abilities, we're not talking how many issues they've been in, But I'm talking, let's set the parameters here. The most influential, the most that have affected society or have been adored by fans around the world, is that a good criteria?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so you're willing to give me your list and my list, and we'll see where we come in on this.
So what we'll do is, like, we'll go 10 all the way to 1. You can say yours first and say why you think so that character is there, and then I'll do it. And even if we have the same character, I want people to, you know, I don't want to spoil it saying that, because we might have some similar characters that might be in different places, but we'll get as close as we can do it.
All right, let's start it off right now. Without further ado, and 5 minutes into the show, I'm going to start with my top 10 list, starting at number 10, as David Letterman used to do. I'm going to say the modern age Green Lantern, who appeared in DC Showcase, is my number 10 greatest superhero of all time, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it was that reincarnation or reinvention of the superhero in what begins the Silver Age of comic books, if you will, for DC Comics, when they took the old Green Lantern character that used to be Alan Scott, who had a magic ring that couldn't work on wood, and they reinvented him into the 50s, where he was now Hal Jordan, test pilot, and he was given a ring by Abin Sur, an alien who represented the Green Lantern Corps, so he can go out there and fight. Now, that is why I say the Green Lantern, who has then since gone on and become Hal Jordan, he's been, what was the other characters that has been? Guy Gardner, he's been Jon Stewart, he's been a lot of different ones, but I'm going to say that ushered in the whole new era of superheroes for the modern day comic book fan. So what do you have at number 10, John?
Well, it's funny you said that Green Lantern, because I've had that Showcase 22, the first appearance of Hal Jordan. I've had that. I have two copies right now, but for some reason, I've been getting those copies a lot within the last few years. And I never even had one, but it's funny. I've been getting a few of those. But I'm going to just say this right now. Green Lantern didn't make my top 10. My number 10, I'm going to have to go with The Flash. Two reasons. You're always a speedster. Will always be a prominent superpower in comic books for superheroes, like having speed. And that's influential in itself. And obviously, Barry Allen is the one we're talking. Now, which is the one that came in for Showcase 4?
That's Barry Allen.
Okay, I was correct. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You mean Sensation Comics in the 40s, the Golden Age one? That's Jay Garrick.
No.
The modern day one.
Yeah, the Showcase number 2. Number 4, when Jules Schwartz regained.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, and Carmine Infantino. Yeah, but yeah, I'm sorry.
You were correct the first time. But the symbol is incredibly iconic, the lightning bolt with the circle around it. But the reason why I put the Flash is because he's the first major prominent speed character. Even more so than the Golden Age one, because he didn't, though that's a typical speed, he didn't take off like the Barry Allen one. And the costume, the red costume, I think is phenomenal with the little lightning bolts. But I got to go with The Flash as number 10 most influential.
All right, John. The Flash did not make my list.
Wow.
At all. Actually, it was kind of a toss-up between, sorry about that, I had to go get some. It was a toss-up between the Green Lantern and the Flash. Sometimes I think of those two synonymously. The Brave and the Bold. Anyway, going on to number 9, this is one that you know I am well aware of, being the mayor of Fawcett City. It is Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel, a.k.a. to the modern fans, Shazam. The reason why is because not only was he Earth's Mightiest Mortal, he was, for a time, the most popular superhero comic in the world, more so than Superman. And if it wasn't for some jealous people over at DC Comics or National Periodicals that sued Fawcett Comics and put an end to Wiz Comics' superhero, I believe that Shazam would still be called Captain Marvel, and he would be the hero that everybody looks up to and not Superman if it wasn't for the lawyers and the greedy people back in the day. So that's my number 9, Billy Batson, Shazam, Captain Marvel. What do you think about that, Johnny?
Fantastic, fantastic. My number nine, another godling, I had to go with the mighty Thor. I went with Thor because, obviously, superheroes derive from mythology. All those, the Greek gods, the Norse gods, all those gods, and those, that's basically what Superman is, and all, this is what we call a modern mythology. I put Thor in there because, obviously, we know he's the most popular of all the gods. Thor's Day, which is a great day, right, Mitch? Thor's Day?
Correct, Thursday. Sir. Thor's Day is Thursday.
And now he's, I mean, he was always like a kind of a B-hero during the 70s and all that stuff, but in the 80s, but obviously with the movies today, he's come back into prominence. But I put Thor there because of that god aspect and how much superheroes derive from that. And then you take in the popularity of today, everybody knows the name Mjolnir, which, how many people would have known Mjolnir back in the 60s? Nobody, you know? But the god of thunder, I have to put him in at number nine because all the superheroes derive from the Greek gods. And all the gods of old.
Well, there you go. That is an impressive one. Thor did not make my list because I don't think how influential he is, but I do agree with you on those points. Number eight, we're going to fast forward to more of a modern era, a superhero who reinvented the world of adult superheroes, the ones that people have come to know as the wisecracking, fourth wall breaking, merc with the mouth, the one, the only, Wade Wilson, Deadpool, number eight, is my most influential of the 10 greatest superheroes. No, well, you got to admit, people know Deadpool. There's lots of Deadpool merchandise out there. The kids know who Deadpool is. The movie was a phenomenal success, one of the highest rated, or not the most successful rated R movies of all time. Deadpool 2 is coming out. The character created by Rob Liefeld and Fabian Nicieza has reinvented what people think of when it comes to sarcasm in superheroes.
My problem with it, I totally agree with you, but my problem with that is he's just too much of a copycat of Spider-Man on steroids, and like, they just, I believe me, I understand the appeal, I understand what's going on, but I couldn't put him in there because it's too much integrative like what the heroes are today. But he is influential, I have to do.
Alright, now who would your number 8 be?
Okay, my number 8 is what you said, I had to go with one of my all-time favorite superheroes, Captain Marvel. I would want to put him 1 or 2 if I really didn't want to be biased in this, but the reason why Captain Marvel is exactly what you said. He was the most popular superhero of the 40s. He should be Captain Marvel, not Shazam. And if it wasn't for DC suing and all the litigation, and just so you know, Fawcett won those litigation. They won those trials, but the thing is, DC kept appealing, and then they couldn't keep up with that type of money, so they had to forfeit everything, and they killed themselves off. But the other reason why I love Captain Marvel and I had to put him influential was the reason why he was such a popular superhero during the 40s is because he comes from the imagination. A little boy, there was all young kids reading comic books at that time that could say this magic words and become Superman. The thing with Superman was he was always a guy. He was always an alien. He was always a 30-year-old person. Captain Marvel got the imagination aspect in it, where you had a young kid, 10 years old, which was the age of the readers at that time, that could say that and become Superman. It just resonated so well. So number 8, Captain Marvel.
All right, moving in really quick. We're going to jump again to the modern era. One would say, I don't know, the greatest hero of the Bronze Age, perhaps. I'm going with the hero that appeared briefly in Hulk 180 and then full out in Hulk 181. That's right, the one, the only, Logan, a.k.a. James Howlett, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him, the man with the adamantium skeleton. Wolverine is my number 7 greatest hero. Why? You want to know why?
Yes, tell me why.
Because before he came out, there was not one single hero that had such an impact on the Marvel age of comics until that point. You had your Luke Cages, you had your Ghost Riders, you had your Iron Fist. They were great. They were very sensational. They were products of their time. But Wolverine had staying power. Next to the Punisher, he was the only hero.
Punisher was kind of a villain, though. You know,
he was an anti-hero. Well, I would almost say Wolverine was an anti-hero originally when he came out. He wasn't a team player, even when he was on the X-Men. It took many years for him to come out. He even has better stories when he's solo than when he is with the X-Men. But and look at popularity of movies. He's had, what, 5 or 6 different movies. He's had 3 standalone movies. I mean, it just doesn't stop. He's just unbelievable when it comes to modern things. And a lot of kids all know the snicked sound effect. They all know what that is. He was, before Deadpool, probably the most popular of the modern heroes. So Wolverine is my number 7 guy. Who do you got?
Being created by Roy Thomas. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah.
The idea was Roy. Okay, my number 7, I had to go with the Incredible Hulk. Obviously, my favorite, between him and Captain Marvel, my 2 favorites. But the Hulk, because the monster aspect. You know, I would love to throw the Thing in there, because he was the very first monster type of superhero, you know? From the Silver Age, that was totally different, but he didn't catch on like the Hulk, you know, because the Fantastic Four, the Thing was always with that group. The Hulk was a solo act and was a stronger character, and obviously became the icon that he is. But you have to go with the Hulk, because you had like the Frankenstein /
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, the Jekyll and Hyde thing, and he's the most powerful superhero, the most powerful character in the Marvel Universe, and strength-wise. But you have to go with the Hulk, because that monster, that silver, that's when the monsters were becoming, they totally changed the game. The Thing and the Hulk, but the Hulk is definitely the most important, I think, monster character ever. So number 7 was the Hulk.
All right, my number 6, coincidentally, there is the Hulk. I had him as well for many of the reasons you just said, and because also I believe with his television show that ran for many years, most kids know the Hulk, and he's the most popular character, I believe, in the Avengers movies, though his standalone films don't do well. But the Hulk, through his many incarnations, Gray Hulk, Red Hulk, Purple Hulk, Polka Dot Hulk, stands the test of time as one of the greatest heroes.
And Mitch, let's talk about anything of those 70s. Any 70s hero that appeared on TV, from Captain Marvel to Captain America, all those 70s, the Hulk is still the most popular one of them all.
That's true. I don't even watch the other ones, and there were some other ones out there, which is a great segue into my number 6. No, I'm sorry, my number 5.
No, my number 6.
You're in. Oh, that's right. We had the Hulks. You were 7. I was 6. Okay, what's your number 6?
My number 6, the true blue, red, white, and blue guy going with Captain America. Obviously, probably one of the greatest heroes ever. I had to go with Cap because, I mean, Americana at its finest. He's even more popular now than with the movies. He's always a top 5 Marvel character, but the reason why Cap is forever now, I got to admit, I see more Captain America shirts now, today, with younger kids and parents, even more so than Batman shirts. That shield, you know, the shield with the star, and I know this because I'm out on the field, I see more Captain America shirts than I've ever seen of any other superheroes today. Not overall, but today than ever. But Captain America, number 6. Steven Rogers.
Well, there you go. I agree. He is very popular. Number 5, we're going to go to number 5. We're going down to the top 10 here. We're on number 5. We're halfway done. Speaking of heroes that had TV shows in the 70s and also very patriotic, I put Wonder Woman down because the Princess of Power from Themyscira, Diana Prince, I believe Wonder Woman has been one of the greatest heroes of the modern age, influencing both male and female fans around the world, whether it's Linda Carter or Gal Gadot. She is a force to be reckoned with. Though her comic book has not been the greatest over the years, it's had many different creators and iterations and stuff, she still stands the test of time. So there you go, Wonder Woman, number 5.
Mitch, and I'm going to agree with you. Number 5, I have Wonder Woman. But I also have her there for all the reasons you said, but also because she's a woman. So, now, as we know, superheroes, when we were kids and all that, and the majority, today it's different. You got a lot of boys and girls. But back then, there was no majority boys. That's just the way it is. And the fact that they made a girl that stood in such a boy-dominated genre, is a testament to how powerful and how great of a character Wonder Woman is. She's just not necessarily a Superman girl. She had her own thing from the Amazons and goes on and on and on. And yes, the Linda Carter episodes, and now to Gal Gadot. Wonder Woman, because the greatest female character, bar none, there's no one even close that comes to that. But overall, number five, so iconic.
There we go. We come to an agreement on that. Now, number four was your number six for the reasons you said. The creation of Joe Simon and Jack Kirby, the Sentinel of Liberty, the one, the only, the star-spangled man with a plan, would be Captain America as my number four. Because whether it's World War II, Vietnam, or the modern age against terrorism, the Captain America hero has shown that he stands the test of time and is one that people can look up to, and is one who owns many Captain America t-shirts and toys and merchandise that are decorating this house, and my car too as well, around the license plate. That's why I say Cap is one of the greatest heroes of all time.
Now, for me, my number four was your, I forget the number, I think it was your number seven, but my number four is Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, I put Wolverine that high because, let's go back to the 90s. He was probably the most popular hero in the world at that time in the 90s, and Marvel just pumped him out. But, not just that, though, he's stood the test of time. He's a Canadian. He has that, the first anti-hero type, cool hero slash vigilante slash whatever, anti-hero. But I have to go with Wolverine because, though Captain America and Wonder Woman have always been high on the list. They've never been number one. Like I said, in the 90s, it's arguably between, I think he was even more popular than Batman in the 90s. Because if you talk about merchandising and all that stuff, I don't know. It's probably between those two, but he's at least fighting Batman because he was so popular. He kind of went away a little bit because of the whole Fox owning the X-Men stuff, but he's going to come back into full force. There's no denying that Wolverine is a top five or a top ten hero, but I put him in at number four because he was so over-the-top popular that he actually almost, and during the 90s, he was the icon of Marvel. It wasn't Spider-Man, it was Wolverine.
I agree with you on that. All right, we're closing in on the top three greatest heroes according to the Power Cosmic Podcast's Mitch and John. Number three, faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, more powerful than a locomotive, it's the Man of Steel himself, the originator of the modern-day superhero craze, or any superhero if you want to consider that. I'm going to say Clark Kent, Kal-El himself, a.k.a. Superman, is my number three for the greatest heroes of all time.
Mitch, I'm going to be right in agreement. We're both neck and neck on that. Number three, Superman. Superman in many lists during all the years, he was always number one or all this stuff. That's not the case anymore because within the last 10, even maybe 20 years, Superman has taken a back seat to other characters. And he's even taken a back seat to Wonder Woman currently because they just couldn't develop a movie, all this stuff. Superman is usually, there's no doubt he can go, he has to be a top three hero, but he's not as iconic as he once was. Sure, he has the longevity, because if I had to put it on a personal, I would put him even maybe number five, or even number six today. But because he has such a vast history, and he's the first modern hero, of course, I can agree. Number three, the Man of Steel, Superman.
And when we talk about, when we're saying our greatest hero, we're talking about recognizable around the world. People know, yep, Superman. You can go to the farthest reaches of this world, the deepest, darkest jungles. People might not even have TV or whatever, but I think they would recognize the Superman logo immediately. So that's that. Number three. Speaking of recognizable logos and probably the most iconic symbol out there when people see it, and it's been made into movies, and it's been made into TV shows, and cartoons, and cereal, and toys. And even here at the Halleck House, we had an unfortunate incident this weekend with a Batmobile that's no longer with me. I don't want to talk about it on the air. I'm going to say Bruce Wayne, the Caped Crusader, the Dark Knight himself, from Dark Detective Comics, issue 27, all those many years ago, the Batman is the number two greatest hero, according to me. What do you say, Johnny?
Well, number two, I'm going to have to throw. I thought we were going to be in agreement in these next two, but I thought we were going to hit the top three together. But we're not. This is the surprise of the Power Cosmic. And this, you know how the Power Cosmic is hard to harness. It's almost impossible. So, which shows you we go in different directions. Yeah, my number two is one of my greatest superheroes, Stan Lee and Steve Ditko's very own, the Amazing Spider-Man. Obviously, he has the kid aspect. He's got the full. Oh, the greatest costume in all of comics, no doubt, because he's fully covered head to toe, so anybody, any nationality can identify with him. But Spider-Man, the teenage hero of the 60s, I have to put him in at number two, because as much as I don't want to be biased, as much as unbiased I am, as Spider-Man is, and as iconic as he is, Spider-Man does not rank number one. So, Mitch, give me your number one.
Well, this is where we're going to have to pull the gloves off and fight the Thing versus the Hulk right here on the Power Cosmic. I will take the role of Ben Grimm. You can, of course, be the green-skinned Goliath, a.k.a. the Hulk, because I'm going to say Spider-Man is the number one in my greatest list of heroes of all time, because the teenage angst, because he's the everyman, because he's the guy that was given great power and knows great responsibility. And when that comic book first debuted all those years ago in the 60s, it set forth a whole new way of looking at comic books, from the way they were told, the way that people understood it. And he is the most lovable, and every kid I know would kill to spin webs and climb walls just like that spider. I'm going to say Spider-Man is the number one hero of all time.
And Mitch, where I'm going to jump ahead of you, I'm going to say Batman. Number one, Batman. And I'm going to tell you why. The one thing, you said everything correct about Spider-Man and things that kids could gravitate to. This is what makes Captain Marvel in the top 10 there, because the thing that kids can gravitate to kids. Now, yes, Bruce Wayne had all the money, Bruce Wayne had all the, he had all those hardships, but the thing that people can gravitate to more than any other hero is the fact that Batman was a human being. He could be hurt, he could lose, he could get beaten up and all that, and he always had to rely on his gadgets and stuff to get him out. You couldn't stick to walls. No matter how bad you try to, when you got your new kicks, your mom goes to Tom McCann, get your new knickers on or whatever, your little kicks, you try to run up on the wall, you thought you could do it, you can't do it. But Batman, I'll tell you could kick a rope, you could throw it up on a ledge and try to climb up there. I don't recommend it, but you can do that. That, and you can hone, you can exercise, and you can get yourself to the peak of human perfection. That's why you got to give it to Batman. And I believe, you say Superman is the most iconic symbol. I think you're definitely wrong. Batman, that bat symbol, is the biggest symbol and greatest, most well-known symbol in the world. And there's more Batman merchandise in the world than, by far, than any other character in that has ever been created. For those reasons alone, Batman has got to be number one.
Batman, you say, is the world's greatest superhero, huh?
Yeah, the world's and most iconic, because it's the most relatable superhero too. All these other guys you can imagine, but you can't be it. Batman, you can. Mitch, even little Mitchie, even with his bad genetics, he could have went on a diet, he could have lift weights, and he could have got to the peak of human perfection, and he could have put on a Batman costume, and he could have went out there. Not saying you could have took the Joker on, but you have the ability to do that. Even a guy matches Malone is 75% there, maybe, with a negative in there, but you can be Batman. That the fact that he is a human being and he has no superpowers and he relies on his mind to get through situations, you got to give it to Batman.
Well, as far as you know, I'm not Batman, but you don't know what happens at night around here.
Well, I mean, an argument can be made, but I think it's that reason alone why Batman stands amongst all the others, is because look at that. Look at our list. You cannot be any of those other things, no matter how bad we imagine it. But you can be Batman with a lot of effort. Yeah, you might get killed if you're, like I said, some guy goes down the street trying to fight crime. But you can be it. That's that relatable aspect of it is what makes Batman so iconic, and I think the greatest hero of all, and most popular hero in the world bar none.
Well, the debate's going to continue ever and perfectly here on the Power Cosmic. We actually finished the show in 30 minutes, and that's what we like on this show. So I'm going to wrap it up, John, because I got tons of stuff to do. So how do we end the show, Johnny?
And that's that.
And that's that. Happy 2018, everybody, and give us your list of the greatest heroes of all time. Goodbye.
Been a production of Big Fedora Marketing LLC, the folks that bring you the terrific Comic-Con, GamerCon, and so much more. Thanks for listening.